Priello is fresh from a trip to meet with Sudanese across Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Egypt, as well as meeting with African and U.S. counterparts in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. He warns that Sudan's conflict is not just a disaster for civilians, but could easily become a more factionalized and regional war. He referred to an important donor conference in Paris on April 15 to relieve Sudan's humanitarian crisis as a natural step to return to Jeddah if the Saudis host inclusive talks. Priello stressed that the United States' priority is to get a peace deal that ends the violence, immediately ensure full humanitarian access to all citizens, and returns the country to the civilian transition process that Sudanese people risked so much to create just a couple of years ago.
The Sudanese people could not be more unified and clear. They want an end to this war now. They want full humanitarian access, and they want their future back. And it is our job, all of us who care about the people of Sudan, around the world, around this neighborhood, and beyond, to be urgently seized with the project of ending this war, preventing the worst of this famine, and giving the Sudanese people a chance to determine their own future.
Priello said the only true solution is to silence the guns, and that's going to require not only General Burhan and General Hemeti to reach a deal, but also for all parties across the region to be partners in peace, particularly those who have been fueling the conflict. The United States Special Envoy said several important efforts to mediate between the warring parties by hosting talks in Jeddah, Cairo, Manama, and other places need to become broader and more inclusive to end the war.
We need to restart formal talks. We hope that will happen as soon as Ramadan is over, that those are inclusive talks of key regional actors as well as key voices from the inside, and that we can reach that agreement not just to end the violence, but to really open up to full humanitarian access. So we are looking forward to, hopefully, a restart of those talks as soon as Ramadan has ended.
Priello said it's important to engage with all voices. That specifically includes General Burhan, who has a role to play in ensuring humanitarian access and a peace process goes forward.
I think there's alignment here about the desire for a unified Sudan, for a strong, unified professional army, and for a Sudan where the Sudanese people get to determine their future. And we'll be sitting down with all actors who are prepared to help make that future a reality.
Priello met with over 100 Sudanese from across all regions and civil society on the trip, and he said that every single one wants an end to the war. He said that's how we are informing our U.S. policy, an end to the war, access to basic humanitarian goods, and the dignity to define a future that includes a strong, unified armed force, as well as an opportunity for people to determine their future. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News, Washington.